Thank you, Father, for this little church, and thank you for all of its traditions. We love them, and we care for them, and we thank you for all those who's been passed, and we recognize them when we celebrate some of the ones. But that's really not what church is all about. Church is about the people who come here now and worship and share the good news of Christ with others. What a joy it is to be together this morning, just sharing love and sharing ideas and thoughts about our relationship with you. We give you the glory. Sometimes we just don't even think about that personal relationship. We don't have a religion. We have a personal relationship with the living God through Christ. And I can only give you my experience, my strength, and my hope that I have in Christ. But until the day that I finally surrendered and said, Lord, I've tried all this stuff in life and nothing seems to satisfy me. Everything that these people that I know, that I go to church with, tell me about this new life in Christ. And if you're everything that they say that you are, come into my life and be Lord over it. Oh, there wasn't thunder and flashing things in the sky, but I started to change from that day. So if you never made that decision, you can do it when you're driving down the road. You don't have to come to the altar, but it's kind of nice to let people share their faith with you. But you can just say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I know I need a Savior. And if you're everything that they say that you are, come into my life and be Lord over it. But sometimes, even like me, sometimes I drifted away from the faith and I had to repent. That's the most beautiful thing about what Christ did for us when he came into this world. We're studying in the book of Proverbs, and Solomon wrote most of the book of Proverbs, but he was under the law of Moses. He was sharing things in the book of Proverbs that was kind of really hard to understand, and he was trying to teach wisdom and the difference between evil and good. We come now into what Christ done for us in this world, and we can repent, and we can say simply, Lord, forgive us. David had hit on that a little bit, and that's when God called him a man after his own heart. Repentance, forgiveness, and reconciliation. We thank you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.